Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
It gets kind of boring after a while, all these guys get in the ring with you and they ask for so much money and all they do is run from you.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
60 grand, a clean, fast fight, 15 rounds to a decision. Besides, you don't like fighting anymore. You like living too much. So why not live the easy life?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I'm not Mother Teresa, and I'm not Charles Manson either, but just treat me equal.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. So straight up, in this hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, it's all about MMA. I'm talking UFC 168. Right around the corner, just 20 days away, folks. Of course, the rematch. Chris Weidman, the world middleweight champion, undefeated. Barely been taken off his feet but one time in his life. Taking on the iconic ex-champion, the man he knocked out just a few months ago, Anderson Silva. Of course, the rematch, of course, also on the undercard, the semi-main event, Ronda Rousey. Nastier than you can imagine. You saw her on The Ultimate Fighter, the finale, of course. She wasn't too happy with the results of that, but the bottom line is Ronda Rousey still unbeaten, taking on Misha Tate, the co-feature, UFC 168, December 28th, live from Las Vegas, only on pay-per-view. We've got UFC Fight Night to talk about. We've got UFC on Fox 9 to talk about. Dave Meltzer will join us at about 25 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, open phone lines. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Godfather of Soul, James Brown, taking us to the break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Why having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm.
Ooh, sorry I dented your car.
No worries. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Maggie. State Farm's here to help.
Wait, I don't have State Farm, but my insurance helped me now.
A carrier pigeon.
Where'd that come from?
Look at all that paperwork around its neck.
I don't want the form.
Do you need a pen?
No pens. Oh. I don't want to fill those out.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. Find an agent at statefarm.com for help anytime, anywhere. That's getting to a better state.
Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system. Introducing Bio-D Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides therapeutic levels of premium vitamin D doctors recommend we need every day. Stop wasting your money on pills and get with the spray. Try Bio-D Supreme today.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
You've always strived to make the best choices. And Rite Aid is here to help you keep making the best choices by giving you the information you need to choose the right Medicare Part D prescription plan coverage. During a free review of your Medicare Part D options with your pharmacist, get information about available plans so you can pick the plan with the best value based on your Rite Aid prescriptions and avoid the possibility of overpaying, as plans and options can change year to year. And another Rite Aid benefit? Wellness 65 Plus. Members get 20% off the first Wednesday of every month on almost everything in the store. Enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today for a free review of your Medicare Part D prescription plan options. Certain limitations apply. Prescriptions and certain non-prescription items are not eligible for the 20% discount. See your local Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Loud fans help teams win. Yell Bands helps fans be loud. Yell Bands are megaphones that fans wear on their arm and pull off to cheer for their team. And now Yell Band LLC is crowdfunding in order to purchase the licenses to put NFL and college team logos on the bands. Contributors receive some pretty cool perks, like a t-shirt, a Yell Band of your choice, or even free game tickets for the life of the company. Go to yellband.com and click on the green crowdfunding button to learn more and contribute. Take home field advantage to the next level at yellband.com.
It's a cold December Sunday as you gather in the living room and watch your favorite team battle for field position on the frozen tundra. Suddenly, your family is blindsided by an aerial barrage of commercials for male enhancement drugs, violent crime shows, and terrifying movies. You were defenseless against this relentless assault until now.
When a commercial starts, my TV choice flips your TV to your pre-selected channel. When it's over, your TV returns to the game automatically. Watch the game, not the ads. Protect your family. Visit mytvchoice.com for more details.
And he's not going to gas himself out. Lesnar trying to get back up. And he does. But he's exhausted. He's out. And he gets rocked again. Lesnar covering up. Velasquez pouring it on. Hammer fist. 50 seconds.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
They talk the bar! The whole f***ing bar!
Get past the people, get past the hitman!
Check it, 12, make it 13 minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Ultimate Fighting Championships. The UFC, for short, took their act to the Brisbane Entertainment Center, Brisbane, Queens, and Australia, of course. Drew 11,393 people Friday night for a gate of $1.785 million. Not too bad, huh? The main event, a bit of a controversial draw there. I mean, some people thought that Antonio Silva might have won by a point. Other people thought that Mark Hunt might have won by a point. But the bottom line is two judges thought it was even after five rounds, 47-47. And the third judge had Hunt up 48-47. So it was a majority decision draw. Antonio Bigfoot Silva, of course, King Kong of MMA, one of the most handsome men you'll ever meet in your life, not taking on the Samoan Wrecking Crew. I'm talking about Mark Hunt. Mauricio Shogun Rua. Wow, he upset the apple cart here. Supposed to lose to James Tahuna. Didn't go around that way. Went the other way. A KO. Punches. First round, time was 103. You got to give Rua some credit. He's coming back. He was a real deal for a long time, but then, you know, guys get old, guys lose a couple of fights, and the manner in which they lose fights sort of tells you maybe that, you know, their best days are behind them. Mauricio Shogun Rua coming back with a signature win, a win that definitely makes him a force to be reckoned with again at 205 pounds, of course, the light heavyweight division of the UFC. Another light heavyweight bout last night, Ryan Bader, the gatekeeper. Well, he beat Anthony Parash in a unanimous nod, 30-27, 30-27, and 30-26. That was 3 5-minute rounds. And don't forget, the UFC, the way they schedule their fights are, the television main events are usually 5 5-minute rounds. The title fights are usually 5 5-minute rounds. Like Mark Hunt and Antonio Silva, they weren't fighting for a title, but they were in the main event on Fox Sports 1. Okay, so they went 5 rounds. But most UFC fights are 3 5-minute rounds unless they are a televised main event or a championship fight. Not too happy to report this result in the heavyweight division. So Palai, a Samoan fellow out of New Zealand, defeated Pat Barry in a KO1 with punches. Pat Barry, one of my favorite guys, the vertically challenged heavyweight in the UFC. He was the shortest heavyweight in the UFC, I think, history. He's like 5'10", somewhere, 5'9", somewhere around there. Anyway, got knocked out one round. The time was 2 minutes and 9 seconds. He's got a great girlfriend. He's a great personality. And now he's got other things. So maybe he might think about doing something else other than MMA fighting. A middleweight fight, those guys were heavyweights. A middleweight fight, Clint Hester defeated Dylan Andrews. That was a TKO. The doctor stopped the fight. That was in the second round, the end of the second round. Women's bantamweight bout, Beth Correa defeated Julie Kenzie. That was a split decision, 29-28, 29-28, and 29-28 the other way. A couple other fights on the card worth mentioning. I like this prelim card, prelim fight on Facebook. You got to watch these online cards. Every once in a while, man, they sneak a good fight in there. Alex Garcia defeated Benoit. That was in the first round KO punches. That was in 43 seconds. So the UFC off and running in Australia, doing 13,000 people, a million, you know, almost a $2 million gate. I mean, what more can you say? Of course, we're right around the corner with UFC 168. Of course, we've got the UFC on Fox 9, which was supposed to be Josh Thompson and Anthony Pettis, but that fight's been changed. The main event's going to be Demetrius Johnson, the world flyweight champion, taking on Joseph Benavidez, his really only challenger at 125. Remember, in the world of MMA, the flyweight is the 125-pound weight class. That's the lightest weight class they have in the UFC. As far as the males are concerned, they go 125 for flyweight, 135 for bantamweight, 145 for featherweight, 155 for lightweight, 170 for welterweight, 185 for middleweight, 205 pounds for light heavyweight, and between 205 plus and 265 pounds is the heavyweight division. The co-feature, and this is going to be a barn burner, folks. Anytime he comes, the entertainment is there. I'm talking about bantamweight Uriah Faber, of course, formerly of the World Extreme Cage Fighting Championship. He was a star in that. He became a star in the UFC. He's one of the guys that, you know, people like to like. You know what I'm saying? You like him as a fighter. You like him as a person. He's an easy guy to like, Uriah Faber. Of course, coming out of Sacramento, California, so he'll be just miles away from his home when he fights in the Sleep Train Pavilion. That's what this place is called now, the Arco Arena, home of the Sacramento Kings of the NBA. But to me, it was always a home that Tony Lopez built. I mean, as far as boxing was concerned, Lopez had those record crowds there with Jorge Paez, John Molina, I can go on and on. But the bottom line was, Uriah Faber, when it comes to MMA, he's going to be drawing most of the house that night, believe me. Most of the house will be coming out to see the California kid, Uriah Faber, take on Michael McDonald, who he slightly favored over. Chad Mendez on the card as well. Nick Lentz is going to be his opponent. Those guys are fighting at featherweight. And Joe Lozano and Mac Dinswick, they'll be hooking it up at lightweight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts and boxing. Of course, we are Saturdays. Let me remind you, a Saturday show, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, in which I combine both boxing and mixed martial arts. Then we go to Sunday, and we go for 2 hours where I combine boxing and mixed martial arts on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. As far as the Pettis and Josh Thompson fight, November 10th, it was announced that Pettis was injured and that bout was canceled, so it looks like there's going to be a rematch between Benson Henderson and Josh Thompson. They're going to hook it up. Take that back. They haven't fought before. They're going to hook it up. Looks like that'll be in February. We're talking about the upcoming UFC schedule with the genius himself, Dave Meltzer of WrestlingObserverRadio.com. Of course, the Wrestling Observer newsletter. I mean, he's the most iconic figure as far as writing in the world of MMA without bar none. Dave Meltzer, next up on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Whatever you can,
hit me. Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment, shorten your repayment term, or possibly have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven, but you need to call now for free information to see if you qualify. Broadsword Student Advantage and Affordable Life Plans, a registered investment advisory firm, are working together to help you find a solution for your student loans. In one free call, you can discover how you may be able to cut your student loan payments, shorten your payment term, or have your loan forgiven. There is no cost or obligation for this money-saving information. Call now, 800-211-0448. That's 800-211-0448. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-211-0448. 800-211-0448. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
it immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Just under 90 seconds remains in the fourth round.
We use that arm to try to take away the base.
Oh, look at the kicks.
That's old school Hicks and Gracie style.
Oh, he's got the choke.
Stuck it in.
Penn looking to choke out Florian. BJ Penn looking to remain the champion.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Oh, this guy's a knucklehead. Game over!
It's Saturday night. My man, Rick Stevens and Emilio Castillo, co-vocalists on Down to the Nightclub. Vintage Tower of Power, Bump City, baby. Of course, you can check out Tower of Power at towerofpower.com. Speaking of my next guest, he is a tower of power in his own right. He is the most prolific writer in the history of the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, he is the Wrestling Observer creator. I'm talking about Mr. Dave Meltzer. Dave, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Long time, no talk. Life treating you okay?
Yeah, just very busy, but yeah, life's great.
You know, before we get on to MMA, I'm going to surprise you. Of all the Facebook pages that I've, you know, they've got hooked up to my little Facebook page here, there's one called Old Pro Wrestlers, and that one gets more numbers and more action than any of the other websites, the boxing websites, the MMA. I mean, there's a tremendous interest in old-style wrestling.
Yeah, I'm wondering, and no one's ever done a survey on this, but I always wanted somebody to do a survey and talk, and, like, you know, it would be essentially, like, with, you know, compare boxing or baseball or, you know, not so much MMA because MMA is a relatively new sport, but, you know, pro wrestling, and just go, like, how many people are fans as compared to, were fans as compared to our fans? Because I know that, like, whenever I talk to older wrestlers, even if they're still on television, they always tell me that when they go out in public, you know, the big thing that they hear is those, oh, yeah, you know, I loved it when you were wrestling, but I never watch it now. And, you know, you and I both know that, you know, wrestling was so much more popular at other periods of time. And I'm just wondering if there's, like, actually more people who are wrestling fans that don't actually watch wrestling than, say, like, football fans. They may not watch every game, but a hell of a lot of people watch football every week, and everybody watches the Super Bowl. Whereas with wrestling, you know, there's so many people who were wrestling fans, obviously, if you base the, look at the numbers from the 80s, that, you know, as compared to today, you know, if you look at the numbers they're watching today and going to the matches today.
There were like 9 million people when the WCW and they having that WWF war. Wasn't it like 9 million people?
I think 9 was probably a consistent number. They were pretty at their peak. The peak number, when it was really at the peak in 1998, that was 12 million, but that was on a great night. I mean, I think it was usually between, you know, 9, 10, sometimes 11, you know, a million people watching every night. And now, like, on a typical Monday night, yeah, it's a little under 4 million. So it's a big difference.
Is that what has me wanting to watch, like, ROH? And I used to watch TNA, but I don't watch TNA anymore. I used to watch Ohio.
They used to have Ohio Valley. Yeah, Ohio Valley Wrestling. I used to watch things like that. I used to watch the independents around here. Is that long for the old days? Is that what I'm reaching back for, something I'm not going to be able to achieve here or what? You know what I mean by that?
Well, the old days aren't coming back.
No.
If that's what you mean. But it's like, you know, I think that, especially like when something happens, like I just did like a two-part story on Mad Dog Vachon, who was a big star in the 50s, 60s, and 70s,
sure,
and even into the early 80s. And, you know, when I'm writing it and I'm looking at like how big wrestling was in his stomping grounds, you know, which is like, you know, Winnipeg, Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Montreal.
Detroit?
He wasn't a Detroit guy, really.
No, he didn't come down to Detroit. I thought he did. He and the Sheik did their act together in Detroit a couple times. No,
he may have, but he wasn't necessarily very big in Detroit. When I look at like his big cities, you know, I mean, he was super super big in Quebec and Winnipeg,
mm-hmm,
as a Canadian, and then you know Milwaukee because of him and the Crusher in Denver and you know the whole OWA territory. He was a big deal. But I'm looking at it and I'm looking at what they did, you know, month after month in those cities, and it's like wrestling was so big then. You know, even though people think now, like, wow, it's a bigger business now because there's so many more facets to it. But actual wrestling was much more popular, you know, I mean, in the 70s and the 80s than it is now.
When we're long dead and gone, in 200 years from now, will people look back at Vince McMahon and say that he ruined the business and the entertainment value of wrestling?
I don't think so, because so much of that era of wrestling that you and I are talking about right now is forgotten, because I don't think people, unless they were wrestling fans, I don't think people kind of realize how big it was, because there's a perception, because there's more media coverage now, because in those days, you know, it was a very different type of media, that people think, wow, you know, wrestling's bigger than it ever was, or maybe wrestling got bigger than it ever was with Hulk Hogan, and it did get very big with Hulk Hogan, it did get even bigger with Steve Austin. But I mean, there's that feeling that Vince McMahon made it bigger, and Vince McMahon made his company bigger, but he didn't make wrestling bigger. I mean, when I talk to people about Vince McMahon and Dana White, and people sometimes get really mad about it, I think that there's a feeling because Vince has been around, and he did stand the test of time. But Dana White took something that was very very small and made it very very big, and Vince McMahon took something that was very very big and made it less big, but he made a lot of money making it less big. And so to me, there's kind of like, when you look at it that way, I mean, maybe Dana White was better, and some people really get offended by that. But that's kind of my thought on the whole thing.
Dana White, of course, is the president of the UFC, the face of the UFC. I call him the czar of the UFC. Now, the UFC is going to take their act to the Sleep Train Pavilion in Sacramento, California,
right,
UFC on Fox 9.
Yeah,
and here's what's funny about that. It used to be the house that Tony built, because Tony Lopez, when he was a championship boxer up there, he was filling that joint and breaking records and all that kind of good stuff. I think he broke the state attendance record at one point in time for money in the live gate. But, of course, that's been broken since. And then Uriah Faber fought up there one time and almost sold the entire place out himself. So Uriah Faber is on the undercard there. What happened to Pettis and Thompson? They were supposed to be the main event.
Yeah, Pettis hurt his MCL, and he's out until the summer. So they moved Thompson to Chicago January 25th to face Benson Henderson, and they moved Joseph Benavides and Demetrius Johnson, who were the headline actually last week in Las Vegas, and they moved them to Sacramento because this is a Fox show and they wanted a world title match, so it's the flyweight championship instead of the lightweight championship. But the plus side of it, I think that Pettis and Henderson, Pettis and Thompson, for television, was certainly a bigger fight. There's no question there. And Thompson, you know, is from San Jose, so he is local. But Benavides is actually from Sacramento. So in a sense, for the live crowd, you've got a lot of Sacramento guys on the card, including Faber against Michael McDonald in the number two fight. You've got Chad Mendez against Nick Lentz, which is actually the number three fight. So the big three fights on the show are all Sacramento guys.
Well, that should definitely help.
And also, and they're all, interestingly enough, they're all the number one contender for the championship, although in the case of Faber, because you've got a champion and an interim champion, Faber being the number, he's sort of like the number, I guess you would say he's more the number two contender, but Benavides is the number one contender at flyweight, and Chad Mendez is the number one contender at featherweight. So you've got three bridesmaids in Sacramento, all, you know, one going for the championship and has a good shot at winning, and the other two are going for the title shot, at least.
You know, you and I have been around the world. Do you have any idea how Sleep Train got enough money selling mattresses to rename all these? I mean, come on, the Concord Pavilion. I can go on and on. What's going on? Is there more money in mattresses than I think, or what?
I guess there is. We're in the wrong business. I know I'm in the wrong business, but that's...
I guess especially with the bed bug situation going on, I guess they are selling a lot of mattresses across the country.
I guess so.
Dave Meltzer's our guest, folks. Of course, he is the creator, the man that brought us the Wrestling Observer newsletter. And, of course, that comes to you once a week via first-class mail or online. It is usually about 35,000 to 40,000 words. You can correct me if I'm wrong here. It's got everything from boxing, MMA, professional wrestling, you name it, combat sports. It's all there. If you really want an inside look, if you want to know what everybody's thinking, what everybody's doing, you've got to check out the Wrestling Observer newsletter. And, of course, you can get that online at WrestlingObserver.com. Dave?
Yes.
Okay. Where'd Dave go? WrestlingObserver.com.
Yeah. You can get it online at WrestlingObserver.com. There's subscriptions, all kinds of exclusive news on WrestlingObserver.com, including we talked about WrestleMania is coming to San Jose.
In what year?
2015.
That's going to be something interesting. I mean, that would definitely bring some... money to the local.
Bring a lot of tourists.
Yeah, a lot of tourists. Now, WrestleMania is the big ticket. Now, is the WWE, we're talking wrestling right now, folks. We'll talk some MMA in just a little bit. But the WWE is supposed to launch this network. Are they still talking about February 2014?
February 24th, they're going to launch it. It looks like it's going to be online and not on regular television. And it's very, you know. The advantage of online is that they get to keep the money. They don't split it with the cable companies. The disadvantage is it's online and it's not on television. But there's going to be, the thing with the network is that they're going to offer all the nostalgia. So what they're looking at, because they own all those tape libraries of the AWA and,
right.
You know,
World Class.
Georgia and World Class and everything. So the thing is, and, of course, their own tape library and the WCW tape library. So they own all these libraries. And what they're going to do on this network is they're going to have a video-on-demand thing so you can watch essentially like when all is said and done, I think that they're going to be offering like pretty much, you know, everything. So one of their ideas of this network is okay, maybe we run these people off, but we can still get those people we run off to even buy this network for whatever the price will be, probably $10 a month in that range. Because we're going to have all the footage that they grew up with that nobody has... I mean, you see some of it on YouTube, but, I mean, you can see all of it at some point when this new network starts. So it's going to be real interesting. They need a lot of subscribers to make it work, as in, like, a million. If it doesn't work, it's going to be a big black eye. And, I don't know. It's going to be... I'm kind of bullish on it, but we'll see.
Is this the XFL 2014 version?
I don't think it is, but the thing with Vince is good when it comes to wrestling. I mean, when you get him out of wrestling, no, he's terrible. But this is wrestling. The only question is, I mean, as an idea, I think that this is an idea that probably is very viable. Is it viable this year? I mean, I guess we're going to find out. They're expecting it to be this giant success by 2015. And they're offering WrestleMania as part of the package. If you subscribe, instead of having to spend $65 for WrestleMania on pay per view, you can get it. You'll get it with the network for $10 a month. You know, and you get every pay per view. So it's essentially they're getting out of the pay per view business slowly but surely, and they're getting it all on this subscription network because they have not been able to grow their pay per view business for years. It's been a slow decline, although it's certainly leveled off the last 3 years. It was 2010 was probably the bottom. And now it's a little bit up from 2010, but it's not a big growth period, a big growth thing. And I think that maybe they're also, in a sense, tired of being compared to these boxing numbers and these UFC numbers. Mm-hmm. And if they get out of the pay-per-view business, then they're not going to be compared, and they can only be compared in TV ratings where they fare extremely well.
Now, Roy Shire was our local promoter, and, of course, he was an iconic figure. He put together some of the greatest matches of all time. I'm a witness to that. But... he buried his money, and then he dug it up and tried to give it back to the IRS all moldy. Is that true?
I don't know if that's true or not, but I definitely heard the story of him burying his money.
Yeah, that's the story I was told, that he dug it up and it was all moldy, and he tried to give it back to the government, and the government ended up charging, making him pay tax on it. And the second thing was that he kept recording over the same video cassette week after week. In other words, he had no tapes of any of his shows. He kept using the same video cassette.
Absolutely. To save money, he taped over everything, and the only stuff that survives is stuff that Buddy Rose, when Buddy Rose was here, Buddy Rose was one of the first pro wrestlers to buy a videotape recorder. you know, when those things were really expensive, like $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like the first one. He got it, and he recorded all of his stuff in San Francisco and in Oregon. And Oregon was the same thing. You know, the promoter Don Owen taped over everything. So the only stuff that survives from the Roy Shires era and from the late 70s Don Owen era is actually Buddy Rose's tapes. And Buddy Rose has passed away that he gave to other people, and some of it's on YouTube. There's other stuff, like by the 80s, a lot of the Portland stuff is up. And, of course, our, you know, Roy Shires was done by the 80s, so none of his stuff other than the stuff Buddy Rose, I think, aside from the stuff Buddy Rose did, I don't know hardly if any of that stuff is actually still in existence.
Freeze that thought. We're talking with Dave Meltzer, the genius, folks. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now. 855-747-SITE. 855-747-SITE. 855-747-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Check out You Bet Me, the first mobile social betting exchange that lets you bet on anything from anywhere for the fun of it. And now it's free in the iTunes App Store. With real-time pro sports odds, you can prove to your friends you know who's going to win or who's going to score. You can bet on tonight's game or pick who will win the season. You Bet Me is the easiest way to make a bet and be sure that your friends will know you're the one who got it right. You Bet Me. Download it now at the iTunes App Store.
How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt completely forgiven, both the principal and interest? American Credit Card Solutions wants to give you free information that shows you how. Thousands of people have used this relief program to have their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and consultation. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is $10,000 or more in credit debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. Call for free debt forgiveness information now. 800-287-8013. That's 800-287-8013 to discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. 800-287-8013. 800-287-8013. Don't wait. Call 800-287-8013 now.
Attention, active duty, National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If you or loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in tax-free cash TSGLI benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you have been denied VA disability benefits for a service-related issue, we may be able to help. To find out if you have a claim, call 888-606-9650. That's 888-606-9650.
Fighter, are you ready? And it's about to get serious. Slide quickly across. And the fight is on! Slide goes down! Slide's in trouble! Oh my goodness! Slide's getting pummeled out! And they stop it! Rocky! Rocky is here! Slide's up! Petroselli shocks the world! Kimbo Slice is shooting on the referee! He's trying to get the referee down! History of Nick Marshall Arts. That's Petroselli.
this is what mixed martial arts is all about. If you have a dream, if you're willing to step into a cage and fight for your life, you can be anything you want. Kimbo Slice, battered, bruised, bloodied, Seth Petroselli, a young man from Fort Myers, Florida. His nickname is the Silverback. He came here tonight, found out that he would be the main event, and he has shot the entire world of mixed martial arts.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Love that money!
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of mixed martial arts. This hour, we're talking with Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, of course. That Facebook page I was talking about was, wow, Old School Pro Wrestlers. And it's got Old School Pro Wrestlers as Facebook.com. It's like, it's jumping. I can't believe it. There's like 7,000 members and 1,500 members this week. So this thing is off and running. The old school professional wrestling is what people seem to be getting off on because they're turned off by the current generation of it's the same old guys, isn't? Aren't we tired of seeing John Cena on TV almost every week and things like that? I mean, it's the same old guys.
It's not so much John Cena as much as I think that they need to have more people in the mix with John Cena.
Yeah.
But they're trying. I mean, there actually are with the Wyatt family and the Shields. A lot of these guys are young guys that are getting their first shot. But I've also seen them squander some really talented guys and. And sometimes, they have their favorites, and it's very hard to break into those favorites, no matter how much the crowd seems to react. Because like Daniel Bryan it just feels that Daniel Bryan's very, very popular, but they'll always like consider John Cena and Randy Orton above him. And John Cena, I can see why. Randy Orton, not so much.
We're talking pro wrestling, MMA. Let's talk MMA, of course. UFC on Fox 9. That is next Saturday, December the 14th, live from the Sleep Train Pavilion in Sacramento, California, on top. Demetrius Johnson, Superfly, call him the world flyweight champ at 125 pounds, 18-2-1, taking on Joseph Benavidez, 19-3. Benavidez is his only real challenge at 125?
Right now, I would say he's his leading challenge.
Yeah.
There's a couple of guys that are around that could be, but Dodson won a couple of rounds off of him in his last fight when they fought. So there's other challenges, but if he beats Benavidez, I don't see a match that's going to really be anything as far as like a big, if he wins that one, then I don't see a big flyweight championship fight, for a year, really. I mean, there'll be contenders, like the John Moraga fight, but I don't see, I don't see him losing to anybody else.
The Ultimate Fighter Season 18 is now in the can. Was it a success with Fox Sports 1 being the new network?
From a Fox Sports 1 standpoint, it was a success because it was their highest-rated weekly television show. I mean, the only stuff that beat it would be, I think that maybe there were some other sports. And, big college football games did beat it, and big UFC events did beat it. But as far as like a weekly thing on the schedule, it did. If you just look at an average show that they put on in prime time, it beat it, four to five times. So, four times generally. So, yeah, it was a big success there. I mean, as compared to when it was on Spike or when it was on FX, it did much lower numbers because it's on a weaker station. So, it all depends on how you look at it. It's a success to the station, but it's 18 seasons, man. That's, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what seems to be irking people is that the fact that Fox Sports 1 and Fox Sports 2 are on, like, opposite sides of the dial. Like, one's, like, Channel 15, the other one's, like, Channel 562.
I know. And especially, like, on Saturday night because basketball, I think it was a basketball game that went long. So the Fox Sports 1, because they did the UFC where the first 2 hours were on Fox Sports 2 and then the last three were on Fox Sports 1. And at the end of the 2 hours, they stayed on Fox Sports 2 because the basketball went long. So if you tuned to Fox Sports 1, you saw basketball, and then the UFC was actually on Fox 2. And the problem is Fox 2 is only in like 36 million homes, and Fox 1 is in 88 million homes. So so it's like a lot of people who tuned into Fox 1, I just kind of had to sit there for the basketball game. But then again, I'm used to that because remember when they used to have TBS wrestling, we always had to wait for the Braves to end.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I'm glad you brought that up. I watched some of that on YouTube the other day. Some of those Ric Flair's promos and the Four Horsemen and people like that, I thought that was like, that was almost pro wrestling at its peak as far as my interest and level was concerned. So
I got to tell you a funny story about the Ric Flair and the Four Horsemen stuff. There are a number of MMA fighters. In fact, there's a couple of women fighters who are calling themselves the Four Horsewomen. Ronda Rousey's like the Ric Flair of the group, but they train together and they're friends and everything. But I've noticed that, like, talking with Josh Barnett and Chael Sonnen, a lot of MMA fighters, I'm sure a lot of pro wrestlers do this as well, but a lot of MMA fighters look back at that Ric Flair, Arn Anderson, Jim Cornette, Dusty Rhodes era, which is the mid to late 80s Georgia Championship Wrestling, World Championship Wrestling, and study that stuff for promos. The funny part is like with Ronda Rousey, who's 26, it's like their heyday was like when she was born. So it's not like, it's like for me, it's like I can go back and go, oh, yeah, I mean, I remember that from and can appreciate it. But this is, you know, they're watching that, and most of them do not watch pro wrestling today. It's like the pro wrestling that they study, that a lot of these people study, is that pro wrestling of the 80s or even the 70s, like Chael Sonnen, like when he does Superstar Graham, that's the 70s. Mm-hmm. They're not studying, you know, what's happening now, which is, I don't know if that's an indictment of pro wrestling, but it furthers what you know we were talking about.
Question calling in, coming in here from Billy in St. Louis. He says, UFC 167, the main event, he thought Johnny Hendricks did more than enough to win that fight, and that St. Pierre was very fortunate to leave the ring, the octagon, with his title. What was your view on that, Dave?
I would agree that St. Pierre was fortunate to leave as champion. I think that, you know, I mean, it's this from boxing. The judging situation doesn't necessarily accurately gauge who won the fight. There were four rounds in that fight that were very clear who won the rounds, and each guy won two of those rounds. So it all came down to the first round. Now, George St. Pierre took far more damage than Johnny Hendricks in that fight. However, in the first round, which was the swing round, I thought George St. Pierre won. So, like, my scorecard had George St. Pierre winning. But if you ask me who beat who up, Johnny Hendricks won. And if there was another scoring system, I might have gone with, you know, my scoring system might have had Johnny Hendricks winning. So it was a weakness. I felt that fight exemplified the weakness of the scoring system, but it was not like I cannot criticize the judges in that fight, because the judges, with the system that they have in place, the judges did the job that they did, and it was it was a fair decision under that system.
Having been certified by the Association of Boxing Commissions as a boxing judge here in the United States and worldwide, I could tell you it's all about concentration, Dave. And a 5-minute round is a long time to concentrate. But, you know, what goes on between rounds, like whether the guy gets carried back to a corner or they're stitching him up or there's a doctor in the corner and that kind of stuff, none of that stuff pertains to the judges. The judges should just be concerned with the 5 minutes of actual battle, put down their score, keep their head down until the bell rings and the next round starts. But too many judges, I see they wait to put their score down. They look into the other corner and things like that. These are not pros in my mind.
Okay. I mean, I judged UFC way back, but I judged with a different system. I mean, mm-hmm. Our system was that at the end of the fight, you wrote down on a piece of paper the name of the winner. And with that system, at least the person who you thought won the fight was the person who you got your vote, whereas with the scoring system, that's not necessarily the case. But, you know, a lot of people in scoring, you know, judging, I mean, I had people over, and I asked them to judge. You know, go just judge with me, because I judge every single UFC fight, and when I watch boxing, I judge, you know, big boxing matches, not everyone, but if it's a big one, I judge, just because if there's a, you know, something at the end, I want to at least know what I thought at that moment, because you can always go back and everything, and it's not, but that's not what the judge doesn't have that. The judge doesn't have that option to go back and rewrite their round one score at round five when all of a sudden they think that maybe things changed. And so anyway, in doing so, when I do that with people, they realize that judging is very difficult. I have a lot of empathy for judges, which is not to say that they're not wrong and some of them are not qualified, because that's true. But a lot of the fights that people call robberies are close fights that go either way. Now, sometimes there are robberies, and there's no question about that.
Looking forward to UFC 170, Rashad Evans and Daniel Cormier. Cormier is going to make 205, or is this a catchweight fight?
It's 205. It's just going to be his first fight there. I saw Cormier Oh, my God, let me see. It was coming back from, you know, we were in the same flight back from Vegas, so it would have been November 16th, mm-hmm. I believe. Yeah, yeah, because I think he was there doing commentary. And, you know, he was 225, and most of your 205ers are walking around at 230. So mm-hmm. he's actually lighter than most, but he doesn't want to do a heavy cut because he's had kidney issues in the past and, you know, cost him the 2008 Olympics because he tried to cut too much weight too quickly.
Yep.
I believe that Cormier will be able to make 205, especially by February. I don't, you know, it's just going to require more cardio. He's going to have to train harder. And you know, you got to remember when he was, you know, 235, you know, Cormier, you know, he was the kind of guy who did the pizza at midnight because he was a heavyweight and it wasn't an issue. And, you know, all you got to do is cut out the pizza at midnight and things like that you know, I think he can. I think he'll be able to do it. Now, how much strength he's going to lose? Because you are going to lose strength. How much strength he's going to lose in going down in weight, and how that's going to affect his wrestling, which is still the key to his thing. We'll see. And Rashad's a good wrestler. Rashad Evans is a real test for Cormier. If Cormier beats Rashad Evans, then Cormier deserves a match with John Jones. And it's not a lock the way they match up. I know Rashad Evans really wants a rematch with John Jones, but their first match, I mean, John won five straight rounds, so it's kind of hard for me to get excited about a rematch.
Okay. Real last question for you. Were you surprised Mauricio Shogun Rua took James Tohono apart?
I predicted Rua to win the way he won. Yes, I was surprised. I will say this. I also, besides from judging, I do predictions on every single fight. And I would not make a prediction until weigh-ins because if Rua had looked like he was not in shape, I would have gone with Tohono. But Rua looked like he was in the best shape that I've actually ever seen him, at least, you know, I mean ever, actually, even better than the Pride days. And so when I saw that, I thought, you know, he's probably been training hard, and he is really talented. And he came out there, and, you know, Tohono's no joke. So, you know, again, the Rua that fought Chael Sonnen I thought was a shot fighter. But this was a different guy, and he's got some gas left in the tank. I don't know where he goes from here. I don't, you know, because even at his best, I don't see him beating John Jones. And you know, there's been talk of him moving to 185, but 185 is actually from a depth. You know, 185 is one of the toughest divisions out there. It's a lot tougher than 205.
We'll talk 185 next time we talk. Of course, the World Middleweight Championship, December 28th. Dave Meltzer, the great one. We thank you for your time, sir.
Okay, thanks very much, Pedro. We'll talk soon.
The great Dave Meltzer, folks. Wrestling Observer Radio Show airs 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Sundays right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, or you can catch him online at thewrestlingobserver.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, and this hour, mixed martial arts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Barney Miller bringing us back from the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts this hour. Don't forget, we are twice weekly on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Saturday is 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour in which we combine both boxing and mixed martial arts into 1 hour, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's the Saturday show. The Sunday show airs at 11 a.m. Pacific time as well. The first hour is all about boxing. The second hour is all about the world of UFC and the MMA, of course. Best fighter, pound for pound in the UFC, without question. No, it's not John Jones. No, it's not George St. Pierre. It is Cain Velasquez, the world heavyweight champion. They're looking to come up with a challenger for him. It looks like it's going to be Fabrice Werdum sometime in mid-2014. But the bottom line is, without a doubt, he is by far the best fighter, pound for pound, in the world of mixed martial arts, bar none. The undisputed baddest man on the planet, the world heavyweight champion. And if you think I'm kidding, ask Junior Dos Santos, the second best heavyweight in the world, who he thinks is the best heavyweight in the world, because he got lit up not once, but twice. The second fight, bam, after knocking Cain out the first time with one punch, boom, knocked him out, one punch. Second fight took a tremendous beating. Third fight took a tremendous beating, stopped in the last round. The bottom line is Junior Dos Santos is a beaten fighter. He's not ready to challenge for any world heavyweight championship, not against Cain Velasquez, not anytime soon, nor is there any other challenger out there of Cain Velasquez's ilk. It's just not there. He's untouchable. I mean, I look down the heavyweight list, there's not one guy, not one single guy, not even an up-and-comer you could say has got a chance. He is the best fighter, pound for pound, in the world of mixed martial arts, Cain Velasquez, who calls the American Kickboxing Academy down there in Silicon Valley his home. So our hats off to the world heavyweight champion, Cain Velasquez. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a product of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Saturday is 11 a.m. Pacific time. Sunday is 11 a.m. Pacific time. Two entirely different shows. Check us out. 3 hours of live radio weekly right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. But most importantly, I want to thank my guests, Lenny Williams, John Signorella, and, of course, the great Dave Meltzer, and my producer, Scott Cuddy.